Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Jim Dwyer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Al Newman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Freddie Tolliver. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jody Reed. Batting second. The right fielder, Danny Heap. Batting third. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting fifth. The DH, Dwight Evans. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Nick Sasky. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Kevin Romine. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Ed Romero. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Wes Gardner. And now, play ball. Dan Gladden batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Gladden hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Gladden. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Gladden steals second. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Backman strikes out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There's a wild pitch. Gladden scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Puckett strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Dwyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Reed hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin juggles the ball. That's an error on Larkin. Wade Boggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tolliver fields it and throws to first for the out. Heap moves to second. 2 outs. Mike Greenwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Larkin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Nick Sasky batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Sasaki takes first base on ball four. Evans moves to second. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Sasaki moves to second. Two outs. Kevin Romine is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Romine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Romine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Newman takes first base on ball four. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gladden is one for one in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gladden. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Gladden steals second. John Moses pinch runs for Dan Gladden. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Moses now playing right field. Randy Bush now playing left field. Ed Romero batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. Reed hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Heap is 0 for 1 in the game. Heap strikes out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tolliver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett strikes out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenwell hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Evans takes first base on ball four. Nick Sasaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sasaki is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sasaki hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Sasaki reaches second base with a double. Evans goes all the way around to score. It's Twins, 1, Red Sox, 1. Rick Cerrone batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cerrone is 0 for 1 in the game. Cerrone hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Bush. Cerrone reaches second base with a double. Sasky scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Kevin Roman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Roman is 0-for-1 in the game. Roman hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cerrone moves to third. 2 outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-1 in the game. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gardner fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Gardner. Bush moves to second. Gene Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Mike Smithson now pitching. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Danny Heap batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Heap is 0-for-2 in the game. Heap hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Heap moves to second. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Greenwell reaches second base with a double. Heap scores. Boggs goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Randy St. Clair now pitching. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sasky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sasky takes first base on ball 4. Greenwell moves to third. Evans moves to second. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cerrone hits a pop-up towards short. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Roman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Roman is 0-for-2 in the game. Roman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. John Moses is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Wally Backman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Backman is 0-for-2 in the game. Backman takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett strikes out. 1 out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Romero is 0 for 2 in the game. Romero hits a pop-up towards short. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Reed is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heap hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Reed moves to third. Wade Boggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Heap moves to second. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Greenwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields it and throws to second for the out. Reed scores. Heap moves to third. 2 outs. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Evans hits a line drive into right center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Heap scores. Greenwell moves to third. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sasky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Sasky hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-1, Red Sox. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cerrone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. St. Clair fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bush hits a fly ball into right field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Larkin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Smith now pitching. Carmelo Castillo now playing right field. John Moses now playing center field. Kevin Romine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Romine is 0 for 3 in the game. Romine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Backman. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Romero is 0 for 3 in the game. Romero hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Reed is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Romine moves to second. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Heap is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Heap hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Castillo. Heap reaches second base with a double. Romine scores. Reed moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 10-1, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Boggs is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reed tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 11-1, Red Sox. Mike Greenwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Greenwell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Greenwell hits a line drive into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Newman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Romine. Newman reaches second base with a double. Harper goes all the way around to score. It's 11-2, Red Sox. John Moses is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses strikes out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Backman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Newman moves to third. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Laudner now playing first base. Randy Bush now playing center field. John Moses now pitching. Gene Larkin now playing left field. Greg Gagne, Dwight Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Nick Esaski is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Esaski is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 4 RBIs. Esaski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Laudner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cerrone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Lee Smith now pitching. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne strikes out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Romine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.